It's a big day for the Wranglers. Austin Sutter last night picked up his first win acting as the Wranglers head coach. He looked to pick up win number two behind the bench this afternoon. As for Colorado, the head coach is Steve Haddon, former Colorado Eagles legend. His assistant is Levi Weber. The assistant coach for the Amarillo Wranglers is Connor Yanni. With all the preliminaries out of the way, our referee this afternoon is Mr. Giancarlo. He will drop the puck and get us underway for action this afternoon. And he does just that, and we are underway for first period action here in Greeley. Thank you for joining us on the Wranglers Hockey Network as the Wranglers pick up the puck off the opening draw and look to get things started. It's on the right wing, Burst Morrison, and he takes a shot, and that's immediately gobbled up by Erickson. What a hustle from Luke Morris and the starting lineup for the Wranglers to immediately take the puck full 200 feet, go from their own ends down towards Erickson and get a good chance off an early line rush. Of course, Morris had the one goal and one assist last night. Looks to improve upon those numbers here this afternoon as he will take this draw on the far circle against Landon West. Draw is won by Colorado. Cook gets there. Phillips tries to peel it away from his grasp, but he's unsuccessful in doing so, and the grit will roll out of their own end. At center ice, Wranglers get the puck back. They'll move it D to D as Troutwine on the near wing will play it forwards for Morris. Burst down the left wing, takes a backhand try that's sticked aside by Erickson. Behind the net it goes. Braden Junker, the former Janesville Jet, will play it towards the neutral zone. As Noah Grolnick starts the charge for Colorado. He drops it off for Chris Graves, making his first appearance of the weekend. Returns it to Grolnick, centering feed, bouncing puck is corralled by Graves in the far corner. Grolnick will shovel it around towards the near side half wall where it's met by Morley Phillips. Topi Pukkanen is there as well as the Wranglers get it to center ice. Martin Krukrelidis was trying to dangle into the Colorado zone. Puck escaped him, and now the Grit will start their next breakout. Christian Carter leads that charge. On the right wing, he gets his pocket picked by Pukkanen. He exchanges with McNaughton, and he goes the other way. As he's directed towards the near side, he'll reverse the puck around towards the far end. Puck is batted at the line by Semenyuk. Wranglers try and keep it in, but it will bounce into the possession of Colorado. A minute and 30 seconds into the contest. Jacober looks to connect with Carter on the far side. As Carter gets dumped at the blue line, puck is moved in deep behind Peterson. McDonald will hoist the puck out towards center ice. Zapp flags it down with his glove and returns it to McDonald, who moves in motion. Nice move to beat a defender. McDonald towards the goal and a save made by Erickson. It's a pad save on a lone line shot. Jack McDonald jumping Jack Flash there. Had a good chance after making a nifty move to go around a Colorado defender. The group will pick the puck up back in their own end. It's Quinn Bowden. Tries to maneuver around McDonald into Wrangler territory, but a good job by number 93 in white to kind of shoulder him away. Wranglers get possession back in their own end. With speed is Gagnon flying through the neutral zone. Right wing shot. He shoots and scores. Nolan Gagnon goes top shelf. And the Wranglers strike first blood. What a rocket of the shot by Gagnon. Really just goes coast to coast, a full 200-foot play. Picks up the puck deep in his own end and just gains a ton of speed chugging through the neutral zone. And he ripped a shot far down on Erickson, and the Wranglers have an early 1-0 lead. Just a little under 2.5 minutes into the game. If that's not a tone setter, I don't know what is. Wranglers now lead 1-0. They get the puck back in their own end. On the far wall, it's Elias Abrant, the Finnish forward for the Wranglers. Colorado is able to squeak the puck by his grasp as they look to get to work at the right point. Grit hold it in. They'll wheel it around towards the far side wall where it's met by Peyton Miller. Beneath the circle, he takes a shot, and the puck goes up into the rafters and stays in play. That was a really close call. So Wranglers pitch the puck back out towards the neutral zone. Grayson Gerhard will drop it off for Abrant, left side. Miller is shot, and he scores! Jacob Miller! Wranglers lead 2-0! and Jacob Miller silences the Colorado faithful. What a goal! Less than a minute after Gagnon made it 1-0 with his 8th goal of the season, Miller makes it a 2-0 game with his 4th of the year. And that was some really good passing by the Wranglers on that last sequence. It was just tic-tac-toe, and Miller with the snipe gives the Wranglers an early 2-0 lead with 16:45 to go in the first period. It's Colorado working in deep in the Wranglers and quickly trying to salvage something out of this. It's been all Wranglers so far. Shot from the left point goes wide of the goal. Colorado still in search of their first shot on goal. The Wranglers have already taken 5. Play beneath the goal line. Puck is dug out of the pile by TJ Ritchie. And now goes Gadowski through the neutral zone. He'll pitch the puck into the zone off the pad of Erickson and towards the near corner. Getting there is Hadrick for Colorado. Move it corner to corner for Merrick Thompson, and the Grit will escape their own end. Nick Trautwein has the puck in his own zone. George Poirier was there for Colorado trying to steal it. Trautwein, strong and steady, is able to muscle him off. Puck in the neutral zone, it's taken away by Colorado. In comes Freifogel for a shot, and that's blocked by Gagnon. Now, puck back in the neutral zone. It goes up into the air, it's a pop fly. That's gloved down by Burke. From glove to stick, he'll paddle it towards the right wing for Carter. Christian Carter motors into the attacking zone, looks to go around Trautwein. Wranglers D-men direct the puck towards the near corner. Freifogel gets a handle on it once again. Gagnon defending him. Freifogel somehow dancing away from the pressure. Will rip it around towards the far side wall where it's met by Jakober. He gets bumped off the puck. Roman Zapp will feel it at his own blue line and spur McNaughton into motion. McNaughton will toss it deep into Grit territory. Burke goes D to D. Quick exit by Colorado is on the left wing. Grit take flight, driving towards the goal is Gurman, and he shoots and scores. And the Colorado Grit, just like that, have cut the Wrangler lead in half. It's a 2-1 game. That's Alexander Gurman picking up his 5th goal of the season. Now has 2 goals and 2 assists against the Wranglers in the season series. What a wild first period we've had so far. First it was Nolan Gagnon unassisted, 2:25 in. Then just moments after that, 3:06 into the game, it was Jacob Miller from Gerhardt and Abrantz to make it a 2-0 Wrangler lead. And then now, just moments ago, Alexander Gurman from Nolan Shaw makes it 2-1. And so now we'll see what the Wranglers' response is. Here's on the right circle, McDonald a shot, and a blocker save by Erickson. He directs it towards the near wall, but not out. Bouncing puck, trickles around towards the far half wall. It's contested by a few players, and Colorado with an extra oomph gets it all the way back down into Wrangler territory. They'll get a change. It's McRoberts. Looks to find McDonald in the neutral zone. Puck escaped him and went all the way down. It's going to be a Wrangler icing. 14:07 to go in the first.